Well, good evening and welcome to the terrific Tuesday teleclass. This is Carla McNeil and I'd like to welcome you all for joining me here today. I'm coming to you live actually from Lake Tahoe. I am down here on a big learning event. Last week's call was Always Be Learning. Well, this week I'm doing exactly what I preach. I'm here at Live Out Loud. Laura Langemeyer's Big Table number 51. What a learning experience this one is. So welcome to Terrific Tuesday Teleclass. This is Carla McNeil and my direct line is 778-835-4032 and my direct email that I answer myself is Carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's Carla at retirewithcarla.com. So first off, I'd like to thank you very much for joining the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. Because, time, it's so important. And being here and spending this half hour with me each week is really important to me, and I'm just so grateful that you are taking the time to listen. And if you want to ask a question or give a comment during the teleclass, please do let me know. Just raise your hand, and you can do that by just asking a question. I'm not going to mute the lines out tonight. We've got a pretty good line going here. And or you could send me an email at Carla@retirewithcarla.com, and I will bring that on to the rest of the call if you're too shy to mention it yourself. So what I wanted to talk to you about tonight, something that has been really first and foremost in my mind the last week, is time. And I have gotten so tired of wasting my time. And confidence is what has got me to the point of realizing just where I am wasting my time and my confidence in where is it that I want to be and where is it I am and where is it I came from. Because the first critical piece was to recognize that I was wasting my time. I used to be so proud of all the different things I got done. But you know what? They were just busy things. I was into this craft and into doing that and just all sorts of busy things and things that weren't actually taking my life forward and weren't allowing me to grow as a human being. And I always used to be so proud. I'd go back to my slave camp job on Monday morning and say, I got this done, I got that done, I got all this done. And people used to look at me like I was a fool. Oh my God, didn't you ever sleep? But I was very proud of it. But none of those things were stuff that took my life forward, that allowed me to grow as a human being. And then there was the biggest time waster that I had, and that was the television, or as my coach John Delemy calls it, the hellavision. And you know, I used to believe that it was always my husband who watched all the TV, but then I realized that I would use him watching as in TV as an excuse to do it myself. So I would join him. And I'd sit down, I'm only going to watch half an hour. And lo and behold, 2 hours had gone by and it's time to go to bed. I'm thinking, oh my gosh. So recognizing the fact that those things that I was doing were not allowing me to grow and to live the life that I had always dreamed about. They weren't allowing me to do that. So recognizing those was the first step for me in moving my life forward. And so whoa, we made that, I made that big step. I backed off and I didn't watch nearly as much TV. Now, my husband was still sitting there watching TV, so that was always not always the easiest thing to do. However, as I got more involved in what I was doing, it did become easier. And being busy has always been one of my habits, one of my traits, one of, I mean, even as a kid, I was always busy. But was I busy in doing things that were important to take my life forward? So my first step, like I said, was recognizing what I was doing wasn't actually allowing me to live the life of my dreams. And then I actually had to decide, okay, what did I want the life of my dreams to look like? Now that was huge. You know, there was a whole whack of different exercises that I went through, a whole bunch of training, workshops, books, CDs, DVDs, a whole bunch of different things that I went through deciding what it was I wanted. And it was a journey, and it was a fun journey for the most part. It really was a fun journey. Now, I'm not saying that I don't do any of the things that I used to do before. I still have some of the hobbies that I use for my creative outlet, my stress reduction. I do because I love to do. And one of those is my sewing, and another one are my dogs. Although they aren't really a hobby, they're kind of a way of life, aren't they, for those of you who have pets. But my experience has been that the more, not the more, the older people are, the more the habits are ingrained in us, like the habit of watching TV or the habit of always being busy. And when those habits are really deeply ingrained, then what I needed to do was become a lot more focused on the job or the goal or the task that I was doing at the time, my long-term vision, my short-term vision, my immediate vision. I needed to become extremely focused. Because, oh, those habits that I have had my whole life, or even half my life, they've had a lot of time to get practiced and practiced and practiced. And as you know, it takes perfect practice to develop a habit. And the more years you've had of developing those habits, the more focused you need to become in changing those habits. So that has been my personal experience and the experience of other people that I know that are going through the same process. And the older we are, it seems that we need to put in that little bit of extra effort in order to change that habit. And what did those habits do? I mean, I started out with time. How did I get to habits? The habits that I had were how I was spending my time. And time is the most critical thing we have. It's the only thing we have that we can't replace. We can replace a toe, we can replace a plant, we can replace a computer, we can even replace a husband. But time is something that we cannot replace. And by developing the success habits that I needed in order to live the life of my dreams and to do the things that I love to do and want to do and where I want to spend my time, I need time. And so I need to evaluate, recognizing how I spent my time, understanding where those habits came from, what the habits were, and then becoming more focused on changing those habits. One of the habits that was very difficult for me to change, even more difficult than watching television, was reading books. Now, I have read my entire life. When I was a kid, I used to spend my allowance on Nancy Drew books. So I have a habit of reading that was developed way back when I was 6, 7, 8 years old. But what I was reading was not something that was taking my life forward. It was not something that was allowing me to learn and grow as a human being. I was reading science fiction books, I was reading epic novels, things like that. And so I had to change that habit. And now, even right now, 2 years into this journey, I listen mostly to CDs and DVDs. I don't yet have the habit of reading the personal development books or the self-growth books, because it puts me back into, oh, well, you know, I could be reading that series I was reading. Oh, there's a new book out on that. Oh, maybe I could go to the store and get it. I'm thinking, no. For now, while I'm busy changing these habits, I need to stay focused. And trust me, there are times where I was sorely tempted to buy one of those pocketbooks that belonged to a series that I had been reading for 6 or 7 years. But I'm staying focused on my goal, and I'm consciously aware of how I'm using my time. So I need to make my way prosperous, because if I don't make my way prosperous, then I'm cursing my own path. And do I want to curse my path with reading novels, or do I want to make my path prosperous by listening to personal development or watching a personal development movie? And it doesn't all have to be dry, boring stuff. Lots of things that you can do are things like watching motivational movies. One of my absolute favorite is called Aquila and the Bee. It is a great movie. It's a Disney movie, and it's about becoming focused and going for your goal. It is an awesome movie. So when I'm dead tired, and I still know there's a few more hours left in the day, but I don't want to watch TV and I don't want to read a novel, I have a library of motivational movies that I like to watch. Another one is called The Ultimate Gift. It's an excellent movie. So start developing that little library. And those are movies that you can watch with your family. Even if they're not on the same path you are, you can start by making your own way prosperous by spending your time on activities that will allow you to achieve that prosperous mindset. Because one of the biggest decisions that you need to make here is, how much pain are you going to go through until you decide to change? For some people, it's a fairly big amount. For others, it's not. For me, it's been a while. But that's okay, because the journey's fun and I'm having a great time meeting lots of fantastic people like you. It's all about the journey, because we've got to talk about it, that journey. We've got to open our mouth, and we've got to be able to say the words. And the words for me are my affirmations that I say every morning. I am a motivational champion. I am building a team of dream achievers. I am building a team of business builders. I am a rock. I am dependable. My list of affirmations is fairly long. And if you would like to have a copy of that list, please do send me an email. Put affirmations in the subject line, and I will forward you out my list of affirmations that I say to myself every single morning and every single evening. One of my favorites right now is, I am happy and joyful now that money comes to me in increasing quantities through multiple sources on a continuous basis. Was a few habits I had to get over to be comfortable even saying that affirmation. So if you can say that affirmation right now, you're doing better than I was. Good for you. So remember, if you'd like to have that list of affirmations, do send me an email to retirewithcarla@retirewithcarla.com, and I will get that out to you in 24 to 48 hours. One of the things that holds us back from speaking that out loud is that we don't necessarily believe in ourselves. And sometimes that takes time. That critical commodity that we all only have 24 hours in a day. So we need to work on building up our own belief in ourselves. And by saying things out loud, that repetition, that perfect repetition, we are able to develop that habit in our mind that we are worthwhile, that we can get these things done. Because as far as I'm concerned, for me in my life right now, quitting is not an option. I will succeed. Because only those who fail are those who quit. And I will not fail. I will succeed. So you need to write down what's important to you. And when you write down what's important to you, and you speak that, you take your time, develop those prosperous habits, and speak your future into existence, then those things will come about. And I mean, I'm proof right here, standing in the offices of Live Out Loud, of Laurel Langemeyer. They put me in one of the offices. I had to take time out of the workshop to come in here and deliver this teleclass because I'm dependable. I am a rock. It's one of my affirmations. I am a rock. I promised that I would do a terrific Tuesday teleclass every Tuesday at 5:30. And here I am in Lake Tahoe, delivering the terrific Tuesday teleclass because it was important to me. So I wrote it down and it's there in front of me. So when it's important to you and you see it every day, you write it down, you make it happen. The why doesn't, the how doesn't matter. It's the what's important to you, the why you're doing something. The next critical piece is your schedule. And your schedule is how you value your time. Now, do you think that you would be able to just drop in on Donald Trump or Oprah? I don't think so. They're billionaires. They are scheduled. One of the things that you can do is you can go out and you can go to the library or you can buy the books yourself. You can read the books of the biographies of the people that you admire. Maybe they are great humanitarians. Maybe they are the billionaires. Maybe you want to read Warren Buffett's book. Maybe you want to read one of Trump's books. Start yourself down that path and get that planner. Schedule some time in your planner every day. Every day for 15 minutes, you want to read something. Now, I have a sheet called 1/96th of a day. And when you start and when you finish, you just tick off that you've read 15 minutes every day. So again, it's something that's important to you. You're writing it down and you're putting it in front of you and you're ticking off that you read 15 minutes every day. It's amazing how many books you can read in a year by reading only 15 minutes a day. So one of the things you want to ask yourself is, why haven't you started yet? What is holding you back? For every one of us, it's different. We all have different reasons for things that are holding us back. Many times it's fear of success, fear of failure, fear of what our life is going to look like afterwards. There are many, many, many things that will hold you back. Some of it is our own excuses. So we need to get started. And one of the great ways that you can start is you can go out and get yourself a planner. Now, it doesn't have to be a big fancy thing. It could just be one of those little calendars that you get from, I get them from the garden store all the time. or maybe you get calendars at for Christmas. Maybe you already have a planner. I personally have a day runner planner. My writing is a little on the large side. I have one that is 2 pages per day, and it's just because my writing is big. So if you would like to know specifically what kind of a planner I use, please do send me an email. Put planner in the subject line, and I'd be happy to send to you the type that I use that I find very effective. I go everywhere with my planner because being scheduled is critical in how you use your time. If you would like, I have an article on how to schedule your time and how to plan. You can send me an email and I will forward that to you on time management. So you want to write down things. You want to write down things in front of people. You want other people to know what it is that you're doing and what your goals are, and they will assist you in staying accountable to your own schedule. When you're writing down things, you also want to write down things about those other people that are important to you. Because how many times have you been somewhere and you said something and somebody went, "Whoa, I like that. Let me write that down." How does that make you feel? For me, that makes me feel pretty important. Wow, I said something that someone else wants to write down. That's pretty cool. So writing down things in front of people helps you in your own scheduling, in allowing people in on what it is that you're doing. And by doing that, you're also building up support within your own friends, within your own group, within your own co-workers for the different things that you are doing. Because in order to have, you got to do, you got to be, and then you have. Are you willing to leave your own comfort zone? Many of us get stuck in that comfort zone. And when we get stuck in that comfort zone, it's how we're spending our time. We are in that comfort zone and we're stuck. One of the things I learned in the workshop I'm in today was all about the Prigogine theory and how right before we're ready to make that next breakthrough, we have this huge period of chaos. That's when most people quit. Do, be, and have. So when you get to that critical, oh my gosh, my life is falling apart, everything is in chaos, you just need to do just a little bit longer. And you will soon be and have. Are you willing to leave that comfort zone? Are you struggling? If you're struggling, you need to take a look at, are you struggling in the right place? Or are you struggling in the wrong place? If you are tired of being tired, one of the critical things that you can do is you can figure out where it is you are spending your time. You recognize how you're spending your time. Taking the time, it doesn't have to be that long. Taking that focused time to think about it. Decide what it is that you want. What do you want your life to look like? How much pain are you willing to go through? Do you want a prosperous path or do you want a cursed path? One of the best ways is scheduling your time. And the more I schedule my time, the more I find it's critical. Scheduling that time. Even to the point where I write down pick up dry cleaning. Because We all think, oh, we'll remember. We'll remember to go get our drive. No, we don't. We forget. So when I have it in my planner, I carry that million-dollar planner with me wherever I go. I do remember. It's in the schedule. Do, be, and have. Be willing to leave that comfort zone. Do whatever it is you need to do. Send me that email for my affirmations. Send me the email about the 1/96th of a day. Decide, are you struggling in the right place? Are you at that chaos point where you're ready to break through to another level in your life? I've been there 4 or 5 times in the past couple of years. And believe me, it has been so worth it. I love my life. My life improves every day. And by spending my time where I know that it's going to take my life forward has made a huge, huge change. Confidence is the key. Confidence to change my time, the way I spend my time. Struggling in the right places because I was tired of being tired. And when you know your purpose and you know what it is you want to do, it's actually easier to change. Easier to spend your time exactly where you want to spend it. So does anyone have any questions out there this evening about how they would like to spend their time? Oh, Don just asked a question. He wanted to know where I picked up my planner. And like I said, it's a day runner planner. And here in Canada, I bought it at Staples. But I know I did some research on some planners. I just went online. So you could go and you could check out Day Runner, or I used to use Day at a Glance. I also used to use a Day Timer. Just find the one that works the best for you, and that way you'll use it. So I'd like to thank you very much today for listening to Terrific Tuesday Teleclass. And please do send me an email. Let me know what you like best about it. That's Carla at retirewithcarla.com. That's RetireWithCarla.com. I look forward to hearing from you. And any of those three things, the planner, the 96th of a day, the affirmations, send me an email. I'd be more than happy to share them with you. So thank you very much for spending your time, and I look forward to spending time with you again. Thank you. And remember to have fun.